Today, Springfield faces a cybersecurity attack. Gas prices change. Governor Baker outlines the state's next COVID offensive. Springfield's war on dirt bikes increases. Officer Bigda found not guilty of excessive force. And Mark Auerbach's Arts Beat reports and reviews.
Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd today. Here's
Brad Shepherd.
Ho, ho, ho. It is December 14. We're back together. What's a little holiday health issue when there's work to be done and conversation to be had? And we have it in abundance for you today. So I'm glad to be back with you in this, well, mild weather. Speaking of which, sunny and cloudy today with a mix. It'll be breezy, high around 48. The winds west-northwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. And tonight, a few clouds, low of 20 degrees. Winds light and variable. Ultraviolet index at 1, humidity 62%. Mayor Dominic J. Sarno, Superintendent Daniel Warwick, and Athletic Director Dwayne Early will join with Central High School Principal Todd Tokars, former Central High School football head coach Valdemar Brower, and Central High School interim football head coach Bill Watson to celebrate and honor the Central High School Golden Eagles football team on their Division I state championship. And we join with them with a big round of applause and congrats to the football warriors. And with a holiday look at the stages of the region, here is Pioneer Valley Radio Arts Beat reporter Mark Auerbach. Mark?
Most so, the musicians of the Springfield Symphony Orchestra have added a chamber music concert at the new Longmeadow Adult Center for Tuesday, December 21st at 7 o'clock. The program features music for oboe, English horn, strings, and piano from composers Bach, Mozart, Rachmaninoff, and Gershwin. This is a repeat of their sold-out concert at the Adult Center on the 17th. For details, SpringfieldSymphonyMusicians.com. Midwinter Mozart will be the Berkshire Opera Festival's inaugural winter concert, January 22nd at St. James Place in Great Barrington. Hosted by Berkshire Opera Festival co-founder and artistic director Brian Garman, the program will feature arias and duets from throughout Mozart's career, from the earlier lesser-known works to the later masterpieces, as well as selections from his 36 art songs. The evening's performers include Berkshire Opera Festival fan favorite soprano Maria Valdez, alongside tenor Alex McKissick, and they're accompanied by pianist Noah Palmer. For details, berkshireoperafestival.org. The Connecticut Virtuosi Chamber Orchestra will present its annual Polish Christmas concert celebration at the First Church of Christ Congregational in New Britain, Connecticut, Friday night. The program includes Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 2 in F minor, a selection of Polish and popular Christmas carols and music, and several arrangements by the Polish composer Jakub Kowalewski. For details, thevirtuosi.org. Westfield Community Program will broadcast the 2021 Berkshire Theater Critics Association Berkey Awards, which were held in Pittsfield last month. With the help of Pittsfield Community Programming, the programs air Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve at 9 a.m. on Westfield Community Programming 15 and 89.5 FM WSKB. To stream those programs, visit westfieldtv.org. A Little Night Music, the late Stephen Sondheim's waltz musical with Send in the Clowns, will open Barrington Stage's 2022 season in June. The musical, based on the Ingmar Bergman film Smiles of a Summer Night, will be staged by Julianne Boyd and choreographed by Robert LaFosse. For details, barringtonstageco.org. And attention for all you creatives out there, the Arts Hub Virtual Summit, How to Recover and Thrive, welcomes emerging and established artists, performers, arts managers, and those in the creative fields to join in a week-long series of virtual interactive workshops, trainings, and networking sessions, January 10th through 14th. These how-to sessions will help creatives build their skill sets in public relations, social media, networking, and other essential tools. Some of the guest speakers include Daniel Elihu Kramer from Chester Theater, Christian Vangenhoven of the Wham Theater, Nancy Wheeler of Wheeler Connect, Sean Maloney of Dramatic Health, and more. Registration is now open at umass.edu/AES/ArtsHub. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach, and I'll return later in the program with reviews of two holiday outings at Hartford Stage and Berkshire Theater Group.
With less than 2 weeks until Christmas, the shippers of the nation are sneaking up on you to scare you with deadlines. FedEx and the United States Postal Service, the deadline for ground service this Wednesday, that would be tomorrow. For FedEx and UPS, you now have until the 23rd to order your packages. FedEx offering same-day shipping through the 24th. As for Amazon, well, it's going to depend on what you're buying, but the company plans to deliver packages right on through the 24th. Needless to say, our present supply chain mess has made ordering your gifts sooner rather than later more important this year than ever. Yesterday, Governor Baker outlined the next moves the Commonwealth plans to make to battle back the recent uptick in COVID cases.
Starting this week, our administration will begin distributing over 2 million free COVID-19 rapid at-home tests across Massachusetts. For this particular initiative, at the beginning, we're going to start by focusing on the 100 hardest hit communities in the Commonwealth. This is not just a one-time distribution of a one-time test. We are also in the process of working directly with test manufacturers to make available bulk, cheap purchasing deals for every city and town in Massachusetts. As many people know, we're already a national leader on COVID testing, and this program will obviously build on those efforts and that success. Like vaccines, these rapid at-home tests are potentially a game changer as we continue to battle COVID here in the Commonwealth. But the big problem in many cases for many people have been costs and supply, which have been major barriers. This massive distribution effort and the long-term bulk purchasing agreement will make a real difference here in the state.
That, of course, Governor Charlie Baker. Gas prices have actually gone down, averaging $3.33 per gallon in the past week, and they're $1.26 per gallon higher than 1 year ago. From Gas Buddy, the cheapest price for a gallon of petrol in Springfield, $3.15 per gallon. The most expensive is $3.53 per gallon. Compared to nearby areas, Worcester is $3.40 a gallon, Connecticut $3.49 a gallon, and Hartford $3.47 a gallon. Mayor Sarno submitted written testimony in support of pending legislation before the Joint Committee on the Judiciary to help address the illegal dirt bike issue that has plagued the streets of Springfield. This in response to growing concerns from residents and businesses demanding action to remove these recreational vehicles from illegally operating on our public roads. Initially filed in August of 2020 by Councilor State Rep. Orlando Ramos, the Home Rule petition was refiled again this legislative session, and it was approved by the City Council with full support of Mayor Sarno. Springfield Museums plan to announce Under the Sea Week Family Fun for December 27th through the 30th. Inspired by Splash and Bubbles Dive In, Lend a Fin. And our permanent collections, visitors can choose from a wonderful array of STEM and STEAM-based activities to explore the incredible One Big Ocean. Now, upcoming, Monday the 27th, Sea Life X-Rays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. What the insides of your favorite fish look like. Well, you can match each X-ray to a corresponding photograph to learn about shells, fish, and even about seaweed. Springfield is issuing a cybersecurity warning after being notified that the timekeeping company Ultimate Kronos Group and their Kronos private cloud was recently hit by a nationwide ransomware attack. Saturday, December 11, UKG became aware of unusual activity impacting UKG solutions using Kronos private cloud. The incident affecting Kronos customers not only in the U.S. but across the globe. Springfield uses Kronos in taking all appropriate actions necessary to mitigate the impact this incident might potentially have upon the city. including potential disruptions with the recording of city employees' schedules and hours for payroll purposes. Springfield would like to reassure all city employees, any potential discrepancies found and encountered will be reviewed and addressed accordingly. Springfield police officer Greg Bigda has been found not guilty on all charges in federal court. This was Monday. Bigda was accused of assaulting and threatening two juvenile suspects in 2016 after the teens allegedly stole an unmarked police cruiser and led them on a chase from Springfield to Palmer. Commissioner Claprud has stated that she will honor the position of the courts but will make a thorough review of all transcripts before making any decisions or moving forward on or with same. Mayor Sarno, when reached for a comment, has stated, quote, "I am not the appointing authority. That rests with Commissioner Claprud. However, this has been a stain and a dark cloud hanging over our department for well over 6 years. I've seen the videotape. My feeling is there is no place for him on the force," unquote. Mark Auerbach is rejoining us right now. Mark has two reviews of things happening on the stages for the holidays. Mark?
Neither Hartford Stage nor Berkshire Theatre Group could produce their beloved productions of A Christmas Carol this season because, as theaters return to live performances in this post-pandemic era, both productions were too large to stage in the close confines of their respective stages. So both theaters looked to the holiday film favorites of Christmas's past and found two movie classics to bring to the stage. Hartford Stage, courtesy of playwright Joe Landry, took It's a Wonderful Life and adapted it as a radio play set during the golden age of radio. Berkshire Theatre Group brings the beloved film musical White Christmas to the stage of the Colonial in Pittsfield. It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play, is a wonderful Joe Landry adaptation of the movie classic as it might have been performed during the golden age of radio. A quintet of actors playing multiple roles tell the story of George Bailey's rise, fall, and redemption, with intermittent breaks for some very funny old-time radio commercials and jingles. The highlight of this production, aside from the fast-paced direction by Nelia Bensusan and Rachel Alderman, is the incredible performance by Lear Leary as the Foley artist, that's the sound effects guys, who adds all kinds of texture with split-second timing, accompanied by Frederick Kennedy's spot-on sound design. The quintet of versatile actors and actresses, Shireen Babb, Jennifer Bareilles, Michael Preston, Geraldo Rodriguez, and Evan Zess, play dozens of characters with quick changes back and forth where timing is everything. Personally, I never found It's a Wonderful Life as a film to be either funny or fast-paced. But in the hands of Landry's adaptation, cinematic staging, and great performances, it's fun and funny and great holiday family fare. Plus, its message of kindness resonates year-round. It's a Wonderful Life runs at Hartford Stage through December 26th. For details, hartfordstage.org. Meanwhile, Berkshire Theatre Group's production of Irving Berlin's White Christmas at Pittsfield's Colonial Theater, with its hummable melodies, punchy choreography by Jerry McIntyre, and spot-on staging by Greg Adelman, is a crowd-pleaser, judging from the audience's roars of approval on every level. Against Randall Parsons' colorful sets and festively dressed in Olivia Ramenzi-Blitz's lovely costumes, a delightful ensemble of singers and dancers strut their way through one showstopper after another, from Blue Skies to The Best Things Happen While You're Dancing, and the audience gets to join in on White Christmas. The performances are lovely, from sisters Claire and Alana Saunders playing onstage sisters to Michael Wartella, Berkshire's favorite, and Michael Starr. White Christmas is the most carefree musical entertainment to come along during this post-pandemic theater season and the must-see this holiday season. As Irving Berlin's song says, count your blessings, and I'm so blessed that I got to experience this happy holiday show at a theater that makes every audience member feel as though they're part of the family. The musical runs at Berkshire Theater Group's Colonial Theater in Pittsfield through December 23rd. For details, berkshiretheatergroup.org. For Pioneer Valley Radio, I'm Mark Auerbach.
Arts Beat reporter, Mark Auerbach. And Home for the Holidays at the Majestic Theater is back on the boards tonight. Don't miss this show and the incredible vocalists filling West Springfield and the Valley with classic Christmas cheer. I'll be on hand, and I would love to see you. You can try and grab your tickets by calling the box office at the Majestic, that number, in the 413 area, 747-7797, 747-7797. Performances continue right through the 22nd. Thank you very much for being with us on this edition of our program on Pioneer Valley Radio. Our next show, 6 a.m., up online and available to you on demand throughout the day. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and any holiday you celebrate. I'm Brad Shepherd. We'll talk again.
Proceeding was a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2021.
All rights reserved.